You're holding Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph on top. Again, when the middle of trying to explain Reb Shimon Shita that he says in the Mishnah that a minchas chayto shokahanim needs a kemitza, and then you burn both the kemitza and the shirayim. The Eskimo was that more on top says that olahakish minchas chayto shokahanim ki minchas chayto shay Yisrael. The pasuk comes to teach us that the minchas chayto that a kohen brings have the same halacha like the minchas chayto that a Yisrael brings. If so, we darshin ma minchas chayto shay Yisrael, just like when a regular Yisrael brings a mincha, because of the chet that he does. Nikmet says that there's a mitzvah to make a mitzvah first. Is af mincha chayto shay kohanim? The same thing if a kohen brings a mincha because he did a chet. Also, nikmet says there's a mitzvah to make a mitzvah to take out a handful and burn it by itself, even though the locher is by minchas kohen, the whole thing is burnt. But still, you have to make like two separate burnings. One is you make the kemitza, take the handful and burn it, and then you burn the rest. Samora says, if you have this hekesh of a minchas chayte to minchas Yisrael, the Chur could ask the question, ima minchas chayte sha Yisrael, just like a regular Yisrael, when he brings a mincha, is nekmetzes v'shireh necholim. We know the din is, you take off a kemitza true, but the v'shireh is necholim, the leftover of the mincha you could eat. So maybe af minchas chayte shakana, the same thing should be a minchas chayte from a kohen, that nikmetzes, true, you have to make a maaseh kemitza, but if so, it should be the same thing, that b'shireh necholim, it should be mutar to eat the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha. And we know, like even in the Mishnah, Shimon does not say this. If Shimon says, you have to burn both the kemitza and the shirayim, so the question is why? If you're making this hekesh of a minchas chayto to minchas Yisrael, they should both be a necholim, the shirayim. So where it says on this note, Talmudim, the pasuk says on the Yikro, La koyen kemincha, that we darshin la koyen kemincha v'lo lishem kemincha. When is this mincha daima to minchas Yisrael? What's nagain to the avoid of the koyen? Just like when a koyen brings a minchas Yisrael, he has to make a kemitza. Who would then, when they bring a minchas koyen, also if it's a minchas chayt of a koyen, there has to be a maisa kemitza done to it. But v'lo lishem, but the part of the mincha that's burnt, that is no hekesh. Enechanami, the shirayim by minchas koyen is burnt. There's a mitzvah aktar on it. Even though by regular minchas Yisrael, the din is the shirayim is necholim. And the Mora says, it's so haketzad. How does it come out? This is Reb Shimon Talocha haketzad. Koymeitz karuvatzmoy. True, you have to make a maaseh kemitza, and that's burnt by itself. The shirayim craven biyatzman. Who had in the shirayim is also craven biyatzman. The other Gemara is, Ho shete avidosoi ksheru boi mihocha nafko. That we started out the Brice before, that said to Rabbonin, when the Pesuk says, Vohoiso la koyin kemincha, the Udashim before meant to say, shete avidosoi ksheru boi, that when the koyin has to bring his own mincha, he's allowed to do the avoid, he could bring it whenever he wants. So where's the question, is it true? Do we learn it out from this Pesuk, this halacha? The huru mihocha nafko. There's another pasuk for that halacha. You learn like this. Minayin, how do we know? L'koyin. Shabu'u makrev korban oysa b'chol oysa b'chol shoshir yutza. The koyin has the right to come and bring this korban anytime he wants, even though it's not his mishmer. So he has the right to come in and to be makrev it. Talmud Lehm, the pasuk says in Devarim, U'bo b'chol avas nafshoy v'sherus. That anytime the koyin wants to come and do the avodah. So this is the pasuk that teaches us the koyin can bring his own korban. If so, what do we need the pasuk before in Vayikra that says, for hoysa la koyin kemincha? The Moradashins, where it ends is, im mehosa mifunis pasuk alone, have a minai worth what to say, have a mina, hani milu, what is this said, dovishain bo achet. Something that's not coming because of a chet, something that's only bringing from the dova, so when the koyin brings in a dova, true, that's as possible, b'chol ha-she'avas nafshoi, anything he wants to, anytime he wants to, in the dova, he could come and be makrev whenever he wants to. Avodav shabu alachet, but something that's not called avas nafshoy, it's not up to him, but something that he has to bring. Amy, I would have thought to say loy, something that's a chayvah for him, maybe no, then a kohen cannot bring it whenever he wants, only if it's his mishmer. If it's not his mishmer, maybe he cannot bring it. That's why we need this pasuk of, hoysel a kohen kemincha, yes, anytime a kohen wants to, even for his own, minchas chaytam, so he could come and be makavit whenever he wants. He could be the kind that's makavit. Tzmor still asks, for honami mihocha nafka, to learn now from this pasuk in Vayikra v'hoysa l'kayin kemincha, the Chur is still Mehosam now, because you saw some more now from over there, from a Pesach in Bamidbar, that it says, V'chiper ha-kurin ala nefesh, ha-shegeges pechato. So it comes to teach us, ala nefesh ha-shegeges pechato b'shkogo. So the Pesach comes to teach over here, it says, V'chiper ha-kurin, so Malam, it comes to teach us, she-ha-kurin mischaper de-yatsmoi. That even when the Kurin has to bring a minchas chayto, a korban chayto, even though he did a chet, he needs a kaparo, still he the Kohen, he could be mechaper for himself. Sha'koyim mechaper adei atzmoi. So we have this pasuk in Bamidbar that says, even though it's a minchas choyta, or a korban choyta, still the Kohen could bring it. So again, what do we need this pasuk of a hoysel a Kohen kemincha for? So Marin says, no. Ima hiwif in this pasuk in Bamidbar, having me now what I thought to say, hani mili b'shegeg. Only if the Kohen does the chet b'shegeg, then sure he could come and bring his korban whenever he wants. Avo b'mezid, from the case where the Kohen does a chet b'mezid, and still he needs a kapor of a korban, so then loy, maybe then the Kohen himself cannot bring it, but rather he has to go to the mishmar and let the Kohen of the mishmar bring it. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of our posik. No, even though he did a chet b'mezid, in the case where he has to bring a korban or a mincham, still the Kohen himself can be makrevit. Gemara asks the question, b'mezid, hechi mishkachas lo. How do you have a case that if you do a chet b'mezid, you have to bring a korban or a mincha? We know always it's only b'shegeg. B'mezid, you don't have a korban. So where is there a case that you have to bring a korban or b'shegeg, b'mezid? So where it says yes, b'zodin shvua. In the case by shvua seidus, even though you're amazed, you swore false. If that's the case, you have to bring a korban. And as she says, k'mash malon, v'oysa l'akoyin k'mincha, t'ay kro b'minchas choyta, the Shavuot Seidus, it's talking about that you did the chet of a Shavuot Seidus. The chet of the korban oil of the yerid. If you're a dalet, you bring a mincha. The yosa by mezid kishogig, by a Shavuot Seidus, in the case where you really know the yedis, and we ask you to say in your swear you do not know it, even though you're a mezid, still you chayiv a korban, or a dalet dalet, you chayiv a mincha. That's what we need this third pasuk for, the pasuk of Vayikra, to teach us, even in a case where it's a mincha schaita being brought for chet on the mezid, still the Kohen can come and bring it whenever he wants. The other Gemara says, Tan Yiduch, not another price like this. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Shimon says, Minchas Choyte Shokahanim, where the Kohen himself has to bring a Minchas Choyte, Nikmetzes, true, the Kohen has to make a Maisa Kemitza. Now, the Ha'koim is Korbif Neyatzmoy, the Kemitza is burnt by itself, V'yashirayim kreivim b'fnei atzmon, like it says in our Mishnah, that the shirayim left over is also burnt by itself. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, Rashmi's son, Reb Lezer says that ha'koyim met kor b'yatzmon echnami, the kmitzer of it you have to burn by itself, but for shirayim the left over of the minchas chayt of a koyim, mispazor na beis hadeshin, you sprinkle it over the beis hadeshin, the fireplace. The Gemara says, who was he meant to say in which fireplace? Somewhere Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, heavy bar, we have a question. Heavy bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked a question over here. Beis Hadesh and Deicha, what does Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon mean to say? You have to sprinkle the leftover of the mincha of the Kohen Chaitim on the Beis Hadesh. Which Beis Hadesh? Either Lamalif, it means on top of the Mizbeach, the Beis Hadesh, the Tapuach, where the Gecholomor on top of the Mizbeach. Gemara says it's so high no avu. It's the same thing as his father. That's what Reb Shimon says, that you have to burn the shrayim on the mizbeach. So what is the son of Blazer saying differently? Elamai idolamato. If it means to burn it on the fireplace on the bottom, where on the bottom of the mizbeach, the mokum where they throw the maror and the noitzah and the trumas adeshin, if that's the place where you burn this, so what's the question? Why? Yesh lechadov shekorv lamata. Is there anything that has to be burnt? Like a ma'isa krova that's on lamata on the bottom of the mizbeach, that's not called akrova. That's not called akrova. Akrova means on the mizbeach itself. So how could Reb Lezer Reb Shimon say to burn the shirayim of the mincha on the beis hadesh and lamata on the bottom fireplace? That's not called akrova on the mizbeach. So Amalei Reb Abba, Reb Abba says like this. Dilma, maybe Reb Lezer meant to say libut enechanami. There's no mitzvah hakrova on the shirayim of this mincha, but rather just lost, destroyed. So Mura says, Achichol, and they laughed at him. V'chiyesh lechodov v'shekorv libud. Is there anything that's korv libud to be lost? That's not called akrova. Poshet, you have to be makrovit, so you have to burn it. So what does Reb Lezer mean to say? You can burn it
on the Beis Hadeshen.
Tumorin says, Toni Avud Rabavin, like the Tegreas HaKosev, the Pasuk says, Kol Minchas Koyen Kolotia, Loi Toichal. Any minchas of a koyin is kula kol, the whole thing has to be burnt, and I'll eat from it. So we darshin la achilok, she say. The ekesh of any mincha of a koyin, even a minchas choyta that a koyin brings, the din is loy toichel, and I'll eat from it. But v'lelo dover achar, but there's not a hekesh for anything else. So Rashi explains what mincha say is, any problem such as zeras akosiv, that a minchas choyta of a koyin, that true, the whole thing is burnt, that's the hekesh. But not the dovrach and not linyan akrova. The shani minchas choyta shaloi ain't craven in the chanami. There's no mitzvah akrova on the shirayim. Ela mispans on the beis hadesh in the chanami. That's the gzeras akosiv that the shirayim of the minchas choyta goes liibud. You ask a kashya, is there any type of akrova like that? So true, minastam we don't have it. But where that's the pshan, the gzeras akosiv in the chanami means they said that the minchas choyta the koyin true. The ekesh is the whole thing has to. There's no part that can be eaten. There's no achil of it, but you have to burn the akrova. No, the akrova is only on the kemitza and not on the shirayim. Now the Gemara says, "My comer, what does Rab Abba, what does Avuad Rab Avin mean to say? My comer, Om Rabbi Abayi says, Hochi comer. This is what Avuad Rab Avin meant to say. Rashi says, Heichi shamina mehai kro chayvosa nidvosa the boy lemeima." La achilah shisa. Where do we see in this that there's hekesh for the achilah part? So the Morin says, "Om Rabbi Yochikom." This is what the pasuk means to say: "Kol minchas koyin loy teichel. Any mincha the koyin brings is loy teichel. I'll eat from it. Choy vosoi. Means that the minchas choyta the koyin true there's a loy teichel. There's no part to be eaten. But that the pasuk says, "Kol utia." That the whole thing should be burnt in a chlam, and that's only going on nidvosoi. On the minchas nidova of a koyin, then the whole thing is burnt, as akrova. But on the minchas choyt of a koyin in a chlami, the whole thing is not, there's no akrova. The akrova is only on the kemitza. But that is the hekesh, is only like teichel, there's no part that could be eaten by the kahanim. But rather, the yod yafi shirayim has to be li'ibud on the beis hadeshim lamata. So, Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi said back, what kind of shot is that? Sakina Harifa Masaka Kroi with a sharp knife could he cut sukim, like how could he divide the pasuk in here if it says Kol Minchas Kain Kolo Tiel Teichol? How could he divide up and say goes on Chayva, goes on Adova? Ela rather Omar Rova, Dashna is the pasuk Kol Minchas Kain Kolo Tiem. Any mincha of a kain, those things should be burnt. Nidvasai, that goes on the Minchas Nadova of a kain. So it says, Kol Minchas Koyin Kol Otiya, that means the Minchas Nadova that a Koyin brings should be cooler burnt. Then when it says, Loi Teichon, the Pasuk says, don't eat from it, that goes on Chavosai, that the Minchas Choyta of a Koyin, that just is allowed not to eat from it. But in the Chanami, there's no mitzvah Krova on the whole thing, on the Shiran, there's no mitzvah Krova. So where it says, Epoch Ano, let me change it around. Why not say that Nadova of a Mincha of a Koyin is Nikmetes, and not its chayvosoi. Gemara says, Mistavra nidvosoi hevel rebuye. It's more mistavra than the dovo. It's like a regular mincha of a koin that's kula kolil, shekain tadira. It happens often. And Rashi explains, Mistavra that nidvosoi, the minchas nidovo that a koin brings, should be like the minchas chavitim that a koin godless must bring every single day. And the minchas chavitim of a koin godless, not nikmetes, there's no kemitza. But rather, the whole thing is burnt. Now, how do we know this? First, was can nidvasa tadira, or minchas adav, he can bring any every day, anytime he wants to. Mashenki and minchas choyt, it's only when they went to the chet. And also, loichat toy does not come because of a chet. The chavit and the nidvasa is not because of a chet. And bosis reicha, it smells good, because since in that mincha, there's belul of Hashem and then levoina, so when you burn it, it smells good. Mashenkein, the minchas choyta has no shem, it has no lovoino. There was mistavra, minchas nadova should be like the chavitim. Tzmora says, no, other rabbi, the opposite. Chavosa hevel l'rebuyei. Maybe the minchas choyta that a kain brings should be daimed to the minchas chavitim. Why? Shekein nisarvan, they both have the same measurement of nisarvan of a flower. Mashenkein, the nadova could be brought as much as you want, Rashi says. Tzmora says, no, still high enough sufficient.
there are more ways that the minchas nedov is doimel to minchas chavitin. Therefore, the minchas nedov is like a minchas chavitin. There's no kmitza, the whole thing is fully burnt. Whereas the chiddush that there's a kmitza that's only by the minchas chaitin. Now the Gemara asks for rabbonim that argue on Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, and they say no, even a minchas chaitin of a koyin is kula kolu, the whole thing is burnt, and there's no kmitza. It's so according to rabbonim shita. What would they do with this extra pasuk that says "Kol minchas kain kol tia loytoichal"? That mashma only for nachila there's a hekish, and not for the hakrova. My yovid lei mi burna. They need like a time like we learned. Ein liyela eliyona bekolotoptir. Only what it says on top is the chlal. The sinyan of the whole thing should be burnt. Rashi says bechavitim. Means the chavit and the minchas that Kohen Gadol brings, that's kulatoktir. That whole thing has to be burnt. Via tachtoino, but via tachtoino, the regular mincha that a Kohen brings, maybe that's below teichel. Just you can't eat from it. But maybe there's no mitzvah to burn the whole thing. Minayin, how do we know to say, litin esoimish oze bezeh, via esoimish oze bezeh? How do we know to say that just like the minchas chavit, the whole thing has to be burnt? Who would in a regular mincha that Kohen, the thing has to be burnt? Burnt. You just said there's a loy teichel over here, there's a loy teichel over there. Talmuleim, it says, kolu kolu l'gzera shava. The nema kan kolu v'nema l'halen kolu. By chavitin and by regular mincha. Ma l'halen, just like by the chavitin, the kolu tokti, there's a mitzvah to burn the whole thing. Av kan by regular minchas of a koin, even the minchas koin chayta, is the kolu tokti, the whole thing has to be burnt. O ma kan, just by regular mincha, litan loy tasele chilosa, there's a lav not to eat from the shrine of the mincha. Or the chalal of the mincha, there's no kmitza of the whole mincha. Is the aflal of the minchas chavitin also liten loy tasei al achilosayim? There's a lav not heat from the minchas chavitim of a kain gadol. The other more says, boy, Ravine had a shah like this. What's going to be koyin shochum and heimurim? Let's say koyin eats from the imurim of a korban. He eats from the kloyis from the yaseras hakovid. So what's the lokum mahu? The more says, lav desarus. That it is a law of a chozal